The following program is paid for by its sponsors, who are solely responsible for its content. Views expressed are not necessarily the views of WMAL.
When the time has come for moving on, you can't go wrong.
The Eric Stewart Show. This is Pointing You Home.
Pointing You Home.
All you need to know about buying, selling, and everything in between. Now, here's your host, Eric Stewart.
Good morning, Washington. I'm Eric Stewart, the host of your show here, The Eric Stewart Show, every Sunday from 8 to 8:30. I have the privilege of bringing you my insights into real estate, giving you updates on how the market is acting, what's going on, but also giving you broader insights into life at times. And I'm grateful that so many of you respond well to these additional insights. I try to be a balanced American citizen. I try to consider the good and the bad, social welfare balanced against excess, right? That my best friend growing up was mentally and physically handicapped. Retarded was the word that we used as I was growing up. Now it has changed so that it is not offensive. And we use other words to describe this: webbed fingers, webbed toes, cleft palate, brain damage, and scoliosis, and other things that were affected into his life when he was in the womb. And he comes out and he is, for the rest of his life, impacted by those things. And my good friend, Craig, who was my best friend at 7 and when he was 13 and throughout our lives remained close friends, we saw the importance together of social welfare to serve his particular needs through government programs that helped him, helped somebody who could not help himself. And in fact, that set of programs that help him would be similar to other programs that help my friends who have autistic children or who have children who struggle with other maladies from which there is no recovery. There is a growth that happens in life. We mature, all of us do, and some better than others according to their physical and mental capacities. And the need to have that kind of social support for our people is obvious. And it is actually an important part of what brings value ultimately into real estate. There's no tied benefit to the real estate in the same sense that a school district is not tied to a location permanently, that a board of school people can decide that, well, this should no longer feed, this school district should no longer feed this house. We're going to shift it and it's going to now feed this house. And that can happen according to the whim and decision-making of a school board. In the same way, programs that are provided for those who are needy are provided according to the decision-making of those who are voted into authority. It's important for us to consider that our country has been founded on helping those who are less fortunate, those who do need, but it's also been founded on social responsibility and a rule of law. That you can protest the behavior of the police when the police commit murder, but it is not to be confused that the police are murderers in total. It is more important to consider that the police are, in fact, protectors of the rule of law. Now, is there room for development and change in how a police department is set up? Is there corruption in police departments in places? Well, if you've been around as long as I have, we've seen stories of corrupt police departments, and it's oftentimes fanned into movies that we might have seen, whether that's Dirty Harry or you know, perhaps Serpico or other movies over the years that have created conversations around corruption, right? We want to avoid corruption. The rule of law is here to protect us from corruption. And it's important that if there is corruption, that there's an opportunity to protest corruption. There needs to be opportunity to protest when there are folks who do not have what they need, so they can get what they need. And in my son's case, who lives in Los Angeles and is in the hotbed of COVID and is discussing with me the impact of Portland's protesting nightly and the damage being done to federal property, and what the news on the one hand is reporting that the feds, the Trump-ordered feds, are coming in and damaging, they're hurting, they're doing X, Y, and Z, that there is this very one-sided argument against federal involvement to stop the damage to federal property. There is another side to that conversation, which is police officers who are married and have children are being shot at and are being having weapons thrown at them and sticks and Molotov cocktails and armed munitions used. There's a dehumanization of the police department that is occurring at the expense of what we call a protest for freedom. And I've implored my son to balance his considerations, as I think we all have to balance our considerations. In the same way my friend Craig needed help and needed social welfare, there is a cost for social welfare, which the public bears ultimately. In the same way, my friends who have challenged, learning challenged kids or physically challenged kids, there is a cost for that. In the same way, there is an opportunity to protest corruption if the protest goes beyond protesting and becomes violent. There is a cost for that. And the cost is intervention in all of our lives. There are laws established so that when a police officer murders someone in Minneapolis, the police officer is held accountable for that and sees justice for that. He sees the loss of his freedom. In the same way, if you are going to damage statues and you're going to damage other people's personal property or destroy stores or otherwise, if you are going to participate in protests which ultimately become violent, you run the risk of the rule of law, which says you cannot do that. And you have homeowners in Portland, in Minneapolis, in other parts of the country where these protests are occurring that are being seriously affected by the devaluing of their real estate, by the devaluing of their safety, where the protesters are, in fact, stealing for a cause that they believe in. They're stealing safety away for a cause that they believe in. And I would just come back to the great teacher of proper protesting in my book, which is Martin Luther King. Martin Luther King taught us, as did many of the men and women that worked with him, the importance of protesting quietly, protesting and standing up firmly and gently for what is good. When you do stand up against tyranny, and tyranny ultimately is overstepping its legal boundaries, you have to actually act. But when you are the one who is precipitating the action of violence, which would be my interpretation. Yes, there was the initial, there are steps that are taken. We have to step back. We have to get back to the rule of law. We have to work together. And this is going to require leadership that, on the one hand, in Portland, does not abdicate its role of guiding the public to peaceful protesting. Neither does it insert itself and create violence from the other side. How do we get there? And that's ultimately the question that I would ask. Yes, there are damages occurring in people's lives because of the protests. And in my book, you have violence that has to stop. And if the violence is occurring from one side, which is actually instigating it and damaging federal property, the federal government is absolutely correct in stepping in to stop that. They do belong there in that situation. In the same way, if they're If there's damage going on to state property, the state has a responsibility to step up in the same way that if someone were to enter or damage your house, you have the responsibility to protect your personal property, to protect your family. Correct? I have to sum it this way. The rule of law is the standard for what can and cannot happen. And when you break the rule of law, the rule has to be put back together. That requires action. Certainly is my hope that both sides of this conversation will recognize the importance of bringing things to the table and discussing things and looking legitimately at changes that need to happen, but not at the loss of the rule of law. I'm Eric Stewart. I'll be right back with more. Stay with me.